Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I tell you, it was the best crack. Now, I was a bit nervous. Just, you know, one song in, I was fine. But, you know, once we got on a roll and it was, oh, there was people there. It seemed like we knew everybody there and the place was absolutely jammers. And Jack O'Rourke made the most beautiful, as he said, thesis about the album, you know. He gave a lovely little talk beforehand and we were joined on stage by David Murphy on pedal steel and dobro. And then we hauled Jack up and Sadie was there. Sadie sang her song that we co-wrote together. And then it was a big camaraderie at the end with everybody just horsing it out. It was the best crack.
Oh, listen, and I know you get on great with Jack and I know that relationship has actually really blossomed over the years and you hold him in such high regard and it's reciprocated as well. And I know that the two of you, all of you rather, have such a great affinity for harmonising that, of course, that's a very natural thing to fall into. But you mentioned Sadie there and I suppose, you know, everyone is used to seeing Greenshine, yourself and Noel and Ellie. And there is another girl in the family. And here she is singing this song, Basically Blue.
This is a track that I started a long time ago. I wanted to write a country, honky-tonk kind of vibe song. And then looking for a song for Sadie on the album, I said to myself, God, I might haul that out, you know, because I just knew Sadie has she's a very different voice than Ellie. It's a younger sounding voice, even though she would be the older of the two of them. But she's got a young sounding voice and it's just, there's a lovely vulnerability about it. You know, I brought it out as a possibility for her. I said, what would you think of this? And she said, oh, that's very nice. I like that. And I said, look, if you want to write another section to it, you know, to make it, you know, just to open it up to you. So she wrote this lovely set of words and I put a melody to it and that's the whole middle eight. Well, it's actually towards the end of the song, but it really brings the song to a different place, you know, and it kind of goes from what I didn't like about Basically Blue, where I left it when I was writing it was there was very little hope in the song. You know, it was about a woman who had lost her love and she was getting on in years maybe and had very little chance maybe of finding a partner. And that's kind of the way I looked at it. But I always disliked that about it, that it was like there's nowhere for me to go kind of vibe in the song. But Sadie came along with a set of words that just opened it up into the light at the end of the song. And I think it made a song out of it, actually, you know.
Beside you, it won't be denied. You will turn to embrace it, it's gone. Sometimes it's a trick, all mirrors and smoke, showing things that are shiny and new. A box full of dreams that may never come true. Basically blue. Lies on her face. She's laughing.
Now, there's a couple of things you touched on there. First of all, you said you wanted to kind of maybe explore a little bit more in the country of the honky-tonk. And in fact, with the whole arc of this particular album, you are really exploring a bigger range, aren't you, of the country and Americana sound that's possible with all of you playing and singing together. You know, really have explored it to its fullest in this album.
Yeah, like we're big, big country fans. And now I would be talking about, you know, outlaw country, Willie Nelson. I'd be talking about Townes Van Zandt. And way back before that, back to the Carter family. And it's a thing that as a family, we love, absolutely love. And so like we were overjoyed really when Ellie started to go back to that well of music and started to pull out old, old songs. And like there was some on every album that we've done, there was always an element of country or country songwriting. It's kind of singer-songwriting country, if you know what I mean. But there's such a whole swathe of music there that you can tap into. So we decided for this one, look, let's just bloody give it over to that, you know. But within, as I call it, like the broad church of country, there are so many different strands that you can explore. And it's actually a very broad genre. And I think what the album does, it goes to the very old, right up to, as I call it, like Southern Gothic country, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, something that I would see as being quite dark. Like there's a song on the album called Charmed Life. And it was a lovely songwriter, a young songwriter called John Hayes. And he brought the song, and I've always been fond of the song. So he based the song on the legend of the blues player Robert Johnson. And the legend of that was Robert Johnson stood at a crossroads in the middle of nowhere in the southern states of America, and he met the devil. And he made a pact with the devil that if the devil made him one of the best players in the world, that he would give the devil his soul, right? Anyway, that was the legend of Robert Johnson. So John took that legend. And what I wanted to do then in the middle age was to explore the effect that making that pact actually had on his life. So we went down that route of, you know, he lost his family, he lost his friends, he lost everything for this pact just so that he could play at the level that he played, you know. So that's kind of where I thought this is kind of like a Southern Gothic tale nearly.
I wanted a charmed life, my fair share of fame and lights. On a clover road I made the trade for a chance to live always. You know I think my race is run, walking around afraid of the sun.
But then, you know, we've got light stuff on the album as well. And I tell you, it was such fun to come up with the album and the material on the album. And it's all putting on a new set of clothes to do it, you know. Country music is all about storytelling. And that's really what we wanted to do on the album, you know.
You've called the album New Moon on Friday, and that is, of course, another one of the songs. And earlier on, you were saying, you know, you were finding that you were seeing maybe stories or singing songs that had a little bit of a loss to them. Here's another song that has, you know, a little bit of that to it.
There was a time when the dreams that were mine were yours as well, my dear, till they drifted slowly to the ground and faded like the falling year. I saw the light of love in your eyes, and that love once set us free. Now it's the darkness of duty that keeps you here with me. There's a new Friday, it'll give you the strength to go. That same new moon will light my way to the truth that I must know. Love cannot be a chain of gold, love must be a key
And I open up my arms now, so you can fly away from me.
Yeah, new moon on Friday, I wanted to give the picture of someone. It's almost like that, you know, that Sting song, when you love someone, let them go. You know, that song, it was that idea of, you know, there's a growl there between two people and it changes over time. It almost like it diminishes the value of the love, you know. So in this song, the person is saying, okay, look, the most loving thing I can actually do for you is to let you go. It's like a loving sundering of a relationship. And of course, it still hurts. But at the same time, there's no bitterness there. So at the end of the day, it is a kind of a loving approach to a breakup. It's where I was coming from with that song.
Love cannot be a chain of gold. Love must be a key. And I open up my arms now so you can fly away. I open up my arms now so you can fly away from me.
There's so many fantastic songs on the album, Mary, and I know you've released some of them as singles already, which have had great airplay nationally and in radio stations all over the country. And as a result of that, you know, I mean, again, an awful lot of that takes a huge amount of work from you as well, sending out the music, maintaining those connections. But those connections have been built, and it has built up a great following for you around the country and a great kind of grow and relationship and respect in so many independent stations, literally north, south, east and west.
Well, thank you very much. I tell you, even today, I'm sitting in the front room of my lovely mother-in-law's house in Ennis, County Clare. We came up to visit her. And as we were coming up, we said we'd drop some albums into Clare FM. So we came up and we dropped, there's a couple of DJs in particular, especially Owen O'Neill, who plays us a lot. So I said, right, we'll drop in a CD for Owen. And on the way out, we dropped into, we're just talking about connections, right? We said we'd have a bit of lunch. So we went into the Old Ground Hotel and we had a lovely lunch. And this woman walked by the table, just talking about amazing connections. And she looked at me and I looked at her and I kind of said, oh, who's this now, you know? And she said, Mary Green. And I said, yeah. And she had an American accent. I hadn't a clue.
Wow.
And I said, yes, that's right, Mary Green. And she said, yes. And Ellie and Noel. And I said, yeah. And she said, I'm Carol Swanson. She said, I'm a big fan of yours. And I listen every week to Owen O'Neill's program.
Wow.
On Clare FM. And she was from America. Like, she's only over for a few days. And I thought, you know, the way music brings people together, I was just gobsmacked. This woman, that she would even recognize me from a couple of photographs up on Facebook, you know. It's crazy.
Well, I suppose the idea of it happening to you is kind of crazy. But what it actually shows, though, is the lyrics that you write and the sound that you make together, and for now with Sadie, of course, on board as well.
Yeah.
That connection that, you know, it has with listeners. And, you know, even to look at your Bandcamp page, because that's where people can find the album, of course, as well now. To look at that page.
Very, very good. Thank you for getting that in.
Yeah. But it's such a well-populated page, like with all the various catalogue of albums that you have there as well. Various singles that you would have released, of course. You did Blue Velvet for the Ukraine last year. This year you had that hugely emotional Big Black Bag single that you released in Aid of Aware. Like, you've given so much, and I think that's what kind of people connect to as well, Mary. So, you know, I'm not surprised that somebody would have looked you up on Facebook or followed you on socials and recognised the three of you together then having lunch. But still, what a buzz to have somebody just say, I'm over from America for a few days and you must be Mary Green.
There's nothing like radio for engagement between people and connection between people. There are so many people listening all over the world because of the internet. They can now tune into stations at home in their hometowns and listen in. And I just think it's the thing that television doesn't have, you know, and it's the thing that Netflix and, you know, all the things, you know, the things that we watch, we'll say. There isn't that conversation that goes on that goes on radio.
Now, back to the album. Because I want to just run through a couple of other tracks before we finish up and try and let people hear as much of a, like a little tapas plate from the album as possible before directing them to the Greenshine, the Greenshine page on Bandcamp, where, of course, people can pick up the new album, New Moon on Friday. But it's not just songs that you've written and that you've worked on together. You have a kind of couple of classics with a new spin and twist on them, like you have Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman, for example, is one of them.
I mean, what a song. That's a song. That level of songwriting is something that you would work your whole life to achieve. And like, that would be one of our favorite songs. And he would be one of our favorite writers in the world. You know, I just think what Jimmy Webb did, like Jimmy Webb, he invented a genre and you wouldn't even know what to call it, really. It's amazing. And his power of storytelling, there's nobody like him. Like, and also the level of musicianship in a Jimmy Webb song. We had to learn it, right? Myself and Noel had to actually learn that for the album launch, because it was Ellie that brought it to us and she had all the chords worked out on the ukulele. And we said, oh yeah, that's lovely. And then Noel played a bit of lead and, you know, I did a kind of vocal arrangement and it was all very easygoing and it was beautiful. But to reproduce that live, myself and Noel had to spend a week learning it. It's so difficult, you know. And of course, David Murphy came in to play on it, the pedal steel, and it just brought it to a completely new dimension, because David is very, very good at thinking outside the box when it comes to pedal steel. And I mean, it's an instrument that is so connected with country, but he does something different with it, you know. Martin Lee, he played on it for us as well. Beautiful, a lot of cymbal work actually on the drums. We were so pleased with the way it turned out. Of course, Ellie is such a lovely singer too, you know.
And I need you more than one cue. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita
There's so much that you would have kind of innately developed between all of you from playing, and like to hear you talking about spending weeks learning something that people might take for granted. I think people take for granted some of these things from time to time. But one of the things I was just charmed by reading in the credit notes was amongst the million and one instruments that Noel plays is... You know where
I know
I'm going
what
with
you're
this.
Going to say.
Yeah.
The
theremin. What?
The theremin. Oh, we got one of these little mini theremins. Now, a lot of people, when we say, oh, this theremin, what's that sound? And we'd say, oh, that's theremin. And they say, oh, what? And how I explain it to people is on the track Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys, there's a thing that goes, and that's the theremin. It's the most unusual thing. It's like a little box with an antenna sticking up straight out of it. And you just play it by passing your hands along up and down beside it and in and out. And it's just the freakiest thing ever.
It is. But to see somebody playing it where they're literally not touching the instrument on any section of it.
Yeah.
You move your hands. Yeah. Near the instrument to make the sound. And it is just fascinating to play it, but I imagine fiendishly difficult.
Very difficult. And there's a very funny video, actually, if anyone goes onto our Instagram, scroll down and you'll see me. We had just taken it out of the box and I'm trying to play it. And it just goes out of control. And I'm standing across the room and it's still wailing at me, you know. But it's great fun. And Noel Shine is afraid of no instrument in the world.
Yeah.
And I think I was out shopping one day. And when I came back, did a theremin. I said, what? He said, I put a bit of theremin there on the Wichita. And I said, what did you do? And we ended up, he said, listen, it's only a bit of crack. We won't use it at all. But I said, listen, that's fantastic. We're definitely using that. And he was saying, are you sure? I said, yeah, nobody will know what it is. They'll all be wondering what it is. So it ended up going on the album. But I tell you, it's probably a first for a country album, I'd say.
Good times came, good times gone. Back up the bus and let me on. Haven't had enough of a good time yet. Don't tell me, that's all I get. Wreck my buzz, you commit a crime. Give me back my own good time.
Own good time. The lead track on the album Leading Us Straight Out of the Gaps. And again, the most beautiful lyrics in this, Mary.
Well, thanks a lot. That was a response to a few years of bad luck that my own family at home had. And I was kind of just getting back on my feet after that. And then it threatened again, you know, bad vibes threatened again. And I said, oh, God, I'm going to put an end to this now. So I wrote the song about regaining my good karma and getting, you know, the bad vibes to back off. And we made a great video. We went down to Tramore for the day, the whole family, and we had a great time making a video just about having a good time, doing all the, you know, going to the amusements, eating the chips and all that. And it's just a bit of crack, really, that song at the end of the day, you know.
Well, may we all sidestep the sucker punches that are laid out
Yay.
For us. Yay. Mary and Noel and Ellie and Sadie, may everyone who sails in the good ship Greenshine have a most glorious voyage. I know you're going to have lots of tour dates for the summer. I mean, like, we're heading into sort of festival and touring and gig season. So I hope you're really busy and people can follow you on the various social platforms to find out new
Well,
gigs.
Do you know what? Before I let you go, I must tell you that we're in the White Horse in Ballincollig, actually. The 19th of May, we're in the White Horse in Ballincollig. So that's a date for people. And also the album is available at Music Zone, and it's also available in Macroom in the health shop. So there you go.
Mary, thanks so much.
Thanks, Elle-Marie. It's always a pleasure.
My own good time, but wreck my buzz. You commit a crime. Oh, let me have my own good time. Don't rock my boat. Don't you foul my line. Don't you direct my own good time. Sidestep, sucker punch. Sorry, they're trouble out to lunch. Jump with a shoot as the plane goes down. Floating gently.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.